Now, how long is it okay to stay at someone's house? One day, 2 days, a week, not at all? Do you normally stay with family and friends on holidays or try to avoid it as much as possible? 37 million visitors stayed with friends or relatives in the year to September last year. That's according to data from the National Visitor Survey from Tourism Research Australia. That number would surely have to have jumped over the Christmas period. If you do end up staying, maybe to save some money, or I don't know, perhaps you quite like your relatives and want to spend some quality time with them, what is the etiquette? How do you know when you've potentially outstayed your welcome a little? On the line is Amanda King, etiquette expert and founder of the Australian Finishing School. Amanda, make some house guest rules for us. How many days?
We would like to recommend, probably if you can, maximum around 3 days. That's the most common recommended at this stage, no more than 3 days. If it's a week or 2 weeks, you are somewhat living there.
Ooh, you're totally living there. And what does a good house guest bring to the situation for those 3 days?
Well, at this stage, most people would like for them to bring everything that they need, if that makes sense. So trying to not eat out your host's cupboard and pantry. So if you could possibly bring along some food or some drinks and things like that and your own toiletries, not to use that a little bit too far. That's, I think, most hosts would prefer if people do that.
You could probably use their towels though, right? Just as long as you wash them.
Yes, that's right. Or just not leave them on the ground wet and dirty.
Well, that's a rule for living, isn't it, Amanda?
Exactly. It's that common sense that we'd like to think everyone has, but if there's a bit of a nice broad stroke of expectation that everyone can do the right thing, that would be a wonderful outcome.
Wash the dishes, clean up after yourself. Vacuum the place?
Probably not vacuum the place. I'm sure that they have got that in hand, but it's more just tidying up after yourself, just being an adult at the end of the day.
Do you have a list of don'ts for a house guest? Do not do.
Well, do not do. So like I mentioned, don't eat them out of house and home. That's definitely one thing. Be respectful of timing, so not coming home too late, not getting up too early with being disruptive. So what your personal activities are in terms of noise and things like that, and even something as simple as having a shower. You know, there's nothing kind of more disruptive if someone's having a shower very, very late at night. And so just communicating maybe a little bit more about, you know, how do you run your household, just so you don't inconvenience people as well.
If it gets to that fourth day and the guests are showing no sign of leaving, what's your advice?
There is a polite way of speaking to the people and even just giving subtle hints of, so where are you off to next? What are your plans for the rest of your holidays or vacation? And that's hopefully a little bit more of a subtle hint of, where are you on to next, rather than what are we doing together for the next week and a half?
Get out. Can you just say get out? It's time.
I know. And maybe it
depends how close you are, perhaps.
You might turn the lights off and strip the bed at that stage.
Oh, I love it. All right. Thank you very much. Amanda King there, etiquette expert and founder of the Australian Finishing School. Tell me, what are the house guest rules at your place? What's your limit on how long people can stay?